Well, good morning. Let me extend my welcome to the one you've already received from Martin. My name's Colin Ross. I'm one of the elders here at Hillview, and it's a great privilege to be able to share God's word with you this morning. Today it feels particularly a blessing because this is the first time I've been able to preach since we became Hillview Community Church. So it's a real privilege to be here. In fact, the last time I preached was April 2011, so the good news is, if this is terrible, you've got a whole year to get ready for the next one. But seriously, last April we were looking at a series it was a five-week series of what are the values going to be of a replanted church. And as I figured that out this week, I was just so blessed to consider all that the Lord has been doing in this past 12 months. You know, I'm so thankful for the way in which he's been guiding and protecting us. I'm so thankful for the way he's been growing us. As I look out this morning, it's really encouraging to hear and to see the things that the Lord is doing in our community. And it's such a blessing to watch those kids walk out this morning. So he's truly a faithful and amazing God, and it's a real blessing to be here with you. Just before we open God's word, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're blessed to come before you this morning. We're blessed to know that we're in the presence of the magnificent, incredible creator of the world. Lord, we're humbled that we can come before you, forgiven and made pure. Thank you for that cross that we're singing of. Thank you for the price, that ultimate price that Jesus paid for us. Lord, I thank you for this church. I thank you for Hillview Community Church. Lord, I thank you for the work that you have and are and will continue to do in this church. Lord, we want to be a people who are wholly dependent on you. Lord, we want to be a people who love your word and are hungry to know more of you in our lives. Lord, as we open the Bible this morning, would you speak powerfully to us? Would you reveal more to us of who you are? By your Holy Spirit, would you speak deep into our hearts? Lord, may you increase as I decrease. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Many of you will know that between 2005 and 2007, Lindsay and I had the opportunity to live in Houston, Texas for a couple of years. And one of the things that was most intriguing to us that we encountered was this odd cultural phenomenon of college football. And for anybody who's been to Texas, you'll know this is a big deal. I was just thinking about it, and I was worried that I just wasn't going to be able to explain to you the magnitude and the importance and the value that's placed upon something as what simple as college football. But especially in Texas, and especially college football, many of our friends in the U.S. had gone to college in a university, a little place called Texas A&M. I don't know if there's any Aggies in the room. Be a man. I thought that wasn't the right response, right? What's the right response? You meant to say, whoop! Yeah. It's good. You know, we became kind of honorary Aggies for our time in the States, and we went along to a few college football games and really enjoyed it. And so picture with me, if you will, for a second, this scene as we go to our first college football game. We walk into this stadium, there's 83,000 people in this massive, enormous stadium. George Bush